Our second author expert, Dolores Presley, is author of Clean Out the Closets of Your Life and co-author of Advanced Revelations to Plus Size Modeling. Dolores is going to share with us her message of success to help women obtain more confidence and turn their potential into peak performance. Dolores, we're so excited to have you with us today on Powerful Ideas for Women. You are the author of Clean Out the Closets of Your Life, Uncovering Obstacles and Discovering a Better You. Dolores, how do we even begin to clean out the closets of our life?
Well, Katarina, first of all, thank you. I'm so excited about being interviewed with you and being on your program. But the first start is to start with one thing, just one thing. You know, you can make a difference in your life in a matter of seconds. And I have what I call CCMs, clean closet moments. It's the moment when you get it. It's sort of like an aha moment, but it goes further than that. You take action. That's what's so important. People have many ideas, many things, but they don't act on it. And that's what's so important. So you take one area in your life that you know you need improvement on, you make a change, and you take action. That's the critical part.
So when we say clean out the closets, we're not talking about clothes.
We're not talking about clothes, although I need to do some cleaning myself out of my literal closet. But it's just like cleaning out your literal closet. You need to clean out your life, and you need to make some changes in your life. And I don't think there's one person on earth that, you know, doesn't need some type of improvement. There may be some perfect people out there. I'd like to meet them. They can call me. But we always were striving to get better, to improve, and make better lives for ourselves. So it's just like cleaning out that closet, but even going a little bit step, cleaning out the closet of your life.
So, Dolores, what would prompt somebody to take a good look at the different aspects of their life?
Well, first of all, if you're feeling uncomfortable, if you're feeling like, for example, I didn't have enough organization. I just, one moment, I got that CCM, that CCM moment. And so, Dolores, you need to get organized. You want your business to go to the next level, then you need to start organizing. And it was just a matter of being frustrated. I know I was writing the book, and I was on the airplane with my husband, and we were talking about all the motivational things I do. And he looked at me, and he says, Dolores, are you living the life that you're writing about? And that was another CCM after I got mad at him for a while. And I talk about that in Clean Out the Closets of Your Life, how something, one little small thing, can make a difference in your life.
If somebody wants to get started, what do you talk about in your book that might be some ways for them to get started?
Well, first of all, I again say, you can start writing things down. Setting goals are so important. You know, it sounds trite when you hear people say, if your mind can conceive it, you can achieve it. Well, it's really, really true. But start with goal setting, writing down what you want to do. What's one specific goal? For example, I want some new clients in my business. So I have written down specifically, I have it written down. I also talk about visualizing things. People laugh when I say that, but it's really, really true. Now, I've been on many talk shows. I've been on Maury, I've been on Entertainment Tonight, I've been on many talk shows, but I have not been on Oprah. But really, Katarina, I'm going to be on Oprah. I already have it visualized. I already see it. I see my red jacket I have on, my black skirt. So I see this. So one thing you can do is start by setting goals, start visualizing it, and using affirmations. That's another thing that I do. I haven't really been saying, I am on Oprah. That's what I need to start chanting. I am on Oprah. But really, I already know that I'm going to be on Oprah. And I visualize that.
Well, also, even visualizing it and really focusing on it, that creates energy for your business and your life right now before you're on Oprah.
Yes.
Now, Dolores, you talk in your book about the den, organization, and time management. We talked a little bit about organization. Time management, a challenge area for me, I must say. What are some tips for success that you have on how people can more effectively manage their time?
Managing your time, scheduling, following up, and again, writing it down. I have a to-do list. I'm just a to-do list person. And you know they have the new PDAs out, which I absolutely love because it helps keep me organized. But get a little to-do list and start writing down what you want to do and prioritize. And just like organization and you get junk mail, throw it away. Don't keep it on your desk. Really, if it's not important, throw it away. So just get yourself organized in that manner.
Open the mail over the pail.
Is that what it's called? Open the mail. Oh, that's a good one, Katarina. Open the mail over the pail.
That's what one professional organizer told me. That's great. And what about your friend's closet? Sometimes I know cleaning out that friend's closet is a challenge. Can you talk a little bit about that and how we might be able to successfully do that?
When I say friend's closet, I'm really talking about sharing and giving. It's the law of the universe. If you give, it comes back to you. Not giving just saying, you know, so I can get something back, but truly giving and sharing. I know there's many times that you have shared with me and I've shared with you, and that's how you grow and that's how you help other people. So your friend's closet, I have a lot of friends in here, associates, friends who have shared to me how they cleared out their closet, how they cleaned out their personal closets. And that's what I'm talking about when I say sharing and giving in your friend's closet and helping one another out with their different lives.
Now, Dolores, when you talk about cleaning out your closets and you talk about relationships, do you also mean cleaning out your relationships that are not serving you?
I really do. There are what I call toxic people. Toxic people are people in your lives who say, you cannot do this. Katerina, no way could you become a professional speaker, a trainer. No way, Dolores, can you do this? Can you do that? No way, Dolores, are you going to be on Oprah? Are you crazy? There are millions of people. Those are the people that I call toxic people. And those are people that you need to clean out of your lives. You say, hello, how are you? Goodbye, I'll see you later. Because you want people to surround you that support what you're doing. If they're saying you can't do it, get rid of those toxic people.
Dolores, that's great advice. And sometimes the ladies say, well, what about if it's your mother, or it's your sister, or it's, you know, your husband? How do you deal with those people that are close to you that are also being toxic towards you?
You really tell them how you feel. And with me, I'm a big woman, and I've been big all my life. I was a 9-pound baby, and I had people tease me. I still have an uncle. Every time we get together for Thanksgiving, he still tells how I was so fat, my mother had to take him and her other brother and carry me because I was so fat. Nobody could carry me that far. And I one day I got to my uncle and I said, you know, that hurts my feelings. That, you know, that makes me feel bad when you say that. So I think when you communicate, and he said, Dolores, I never knew. He just was getting a laugh out of it. He never knew. So I believe if you have someone in your life that is toxic, sit down, talk to them, and say, you know, I value what your opinion, but these are the things that I'm trying to do. And if you can't support that, then let's not really talk about that, because obviously you don't want to get rid of your husband, you don't want to get rid of your mother or anything like that, but talk to them. A lot of times they really don't know how you're feeling, and if you talk and share information with them, it changes. And he hasn't told that story, and Thanksgiving's coming up. That was last Thanksgiving, so I have yet to see if he's going to talk about that.
Well, whether he does or he doesn't, you took a stand for what you want in your life.
Yes.
And that's very powerful.
Yes, yes, and I did, and I felt so much better, and I think he really did not realize how that made me feel. I mean, I laughed for years, but we're talking, I'm 46, and honestly, I'm sure he has told that story for 46 years.
Hopefully he's done telling that story. Dolores, you mentioned being a big woman, being plus size. A lot of women have something that they feel, well, I can't be successful because X. I don't have education, I'm big, I'm too short, I'm not articulate enough. You're a great example of a very elegant, articulate, gorgeous woman. And how do you discuss with your clients and audiences when they say, well, it's good for you, but not for me?
It's good for everyone. That's why I created the company called Born Successful, and I have bornsuccessful.com, because everyone really was born a success, no matter what your circumstances are, and you have obstacles. And don't think that whoever came up with this saying, you know, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt, that's a lie, because I have been called everything, baby Hippo, baby Huey, whatever. I have been called that. But what I know is that I have goals. I set for those goals, and I really work toward those goals. Never would, in a million years would I think I'd be whisked off in limos and, you know, do all these wonderful things that I've been able to do. And also, Katerina, I think it's very important that you read. I had interviewed Zig Ziglar, and actually it was at a National Speakers Association, and you also need to assert yourself. I actually went up to him. I was a little bit nervous about wanting to talk to Zig Ziglar, and he was presenting, and he had talked about his wife, and he calls her Red, and and I happened to be sitting next to her, and I thought, you know, maybe this is a way for me to get to Zig Ziglar, you know, the one of the world's top motivational speakers in the world. And it didn't really work talking to her. I talked to her, but it still didn't connect. And I kept saying, Dolores, you know, you really want to connect with this gentleman. And those people who are listening, I want them to know that you need to assert yourself in a positive manner, but go ahead and try for what you're doing. So I walked up to him and I said, Mr. Ziglar, I'm Dolores Presley with Born Successful, and I have a website and we interview celebrities. And he says, you know, I don't really do interviews anymore. And I thought, well, I would love to. And he says, come on. And then he spent like an hour and a half with me just talking to me and teaching. Again, it goes back to that giving, how he took the time to give. But he also talks about reading, how he still reads 3 hours out of every day. You know, he sold millions of books and he still reading. So that's something that I do too, read. You know, I've read your book. I read, because that's going to give you more ideas. I could talk to you about fear as well. Sometimes fear will hold you back. Fear becomes an obstacle. Just the other day, I guess about a month ago, Jack Canfield had endorsed my book, and Les Brown, top motivational speaker. Once again, assert yourself, because that's what I did. I had met Les Brown before, but I just said hi, enjoyed your speech. But now I assert myself and I go up and I talk and I exchange with these people. And Zig Ziglar has sat down with me for hours. And when I'm talking about fear, I was so worried. Jack Canfield had endorsed my book, and I wanted to put a picture of Jack Canfield and myself on my book, but I thought, wow, that's Jack Canfield, chicken soup for the soul. I had interviewed him on my radio show, and here he told me they sold 80 million copies of the Chicken Soup for the Soul. And I'm thinking, he won't let me put his picture on the back of my book. And so I called his secretary, and she says, Dolores, Jack has made a corporate decision not to endorse any more books. And I'm thinking, well, he already endorsed it. I really just want to put the picture of him and I on the back of the book. And she says, well, he's not doing it anymore, but I will give him the information. And I talked to him, you know, he sent it to me in writing, gave me his blessings. So when you get your copy of Clean Out the Closets of Your Life, there's Jack Canfield and myself on the back. But if had I let fear hold me back, because I did have some fear, because I was thinking, he's never going to do that. Some doubt, he's never going to do that. Here, I'm Dolores Presley. This is Jack Canfield. So don't let fear hold you back. Go ahead, assert yourself. Live your dreams. It's really, really true. You can. Because never in my wildest dreams would I think I would be doing the things that I'm doing, until I learned how to live my dreams, how to take what you have, your potential. And we were talking about, how can you move forward? Everyone has potential. You just have to learn how to put it into some performance. And once again, start by writing down, visualize yourself, get your dreams, start giving, work on affirmations. All those things help you to become a success.
You got all these things because you asked for them.
I ask.
And so often, we don't even ask.
That's true.
Even if you didn't get Les Brown or Jack Canfield or Zig Ziglar, there's even power in the asking. And isn't it amazing how much you actually get when you ask for it?
When you ask. It's simple. It's just a simple thing, but it seems so hard to do sometimes with fear. And fear is a natural thing. We all fear. It's natural, but don't let it hold you back. And my mother, I love her dearly. I would never, she's the best mother in the world, but sometimes she really fears things and she worries about what other people will think of her and this and that. And I'm thinking, Mother, don't let fear, don't let what other people say about you hold you back. Had I done that, I wouldn't even be interviewing with you today, Katarina. Had I listened to what all these people were saying, Dolores, you can't do that. You're going to be a professional speaker. There's thousands of professional speakers out there. You can't. I don't listen to that. When they say you can't, I say I can.
Good.
I can. I have a speech that I call moving from I can't to I can, because there's so many people in the I can't mode. But you can. You want to start your own business? You can. You have to start planning. You need a business plan. Personally, I started off with the modeling business, and we talked a little bit about me being a plus-size woman, and I dreamed of being a model. And I lived in the shadows of my best friend, who's my best friend today. We've been best friends since kindergarten, but she's reed thin. She's always been reed thin, long, beautiful hair, just the perfect person. And then here I was, the tall girl, taller than all the boys in high school, the big girl, and I was living in her shadows all this time, but longing to be this plus model, longing to be a model. And at the time, literally doors were slammed in my face because they didn't have plus size modeling. We all know about Emmy and many other plus size models now, but I'm talking about 20 years ago. That was not chic at all. And I said, I want to be a plus model, and people literally laughed in my face and literally slammed doors in my face saying, lady, you can never do it. But again, I had the tenacity. You have to hang in there. You have to keep doing it and keep working at it. It's just so important.
You must have had a lot of what I'll call body confidence to actually go to modeling agencies. A lot of women, no matter what size they are, even if they are reed thin, so many women do not have body confidence. You have body confidence. Please share with our listeners, because no matter what shape or size you are, so many women need more body confidence. How do we get body confidence?
You can get body confidence by believing in yourself. And then people say, well, how do I believe in myself? First of all, you can start by just talking to yourself in a mirror, actually going to a mirror and affirming to yourself, I am a beautiful, confident woman. I am a beautiful person. I am loving. And you really start with just one little step. One little step. You can read again. I was reading back then BBW magazine, and I saw where these women were modeling. There's a new magazine for plus women out called Grace, and I will be involved in First for Women. They're doing an article on women and being positive with their bodies and their bellies.
That's
and for
great.
A moment, I thought, bellies? Am I going to go in a national magazine and talk about my belly? But I'm a confident woman. We are all put on earth different. Just think, if you looked out the window and every flower you saw was a red tulip. Now, wouldn't that be boring? I mean, really, we are all different people. So you've got red tulips, you've got daisies, you've got sunflowers. Same thing in life. You have small size, you have medium size, you have big women, but you're all born a success. You can all have confidence. And then they can certainly call me. I can talk to them individually and show them how to exude confidence. And I think it was instilled from my mother, because she always told me to pull my shoulders back, stand tall, never be ashamed of who I am. So even when the kids would talk about me and call me names, my mother would come home and talk to me about that. And if you have a child out there who is a big person or a big child, tell your child that you love them. Tell them how wonderful they are, how beautiful they are. Because see, your mind starts to believe that. And if you're telling your child, or same thing, your wife, your husband, whatever, that they're fat, they're ugly, they're this, they're that, they start to believe that. But if you start saying positive things, same thing with yourself. If you're telling yourself, I can't, I'm ugly, I'm this, I'm that, then your mind, but if you start telling your mind over and over, it will actually propel you into the thought. And I know you talk about that in power thinking, because you can do it. And if you say, I'm beautiful, you keep saying it over and over, you know what? Eventually you're going to say, hey, I am beautiful. I am beautiful.
Well, you certainly are beautiful.
Oh, well, thank
Dolores.
You.
Dolores, what else do we want to focus on in Clean Out the Closets of Your Life? What else do you find from your audiences are challenges for them?
Once again, I talked about fear. There's so many people who are so afraid, and they've heard over and over that they cannot do something. And I just take you step by step in this book, Clean Out the Closets of Your Life. It starts off right there with number one, having Les Brown write my foreword. That's just tremendous. And we talked about it. I just walked up to them. Changing your thoughts, changing your thinking. This is very critical. Change the way you think. And also, I'm eventually going to have a national Clean Closet Moments Day, where you actually take a change right that day. And we're going to be doing another book. So if anyone wants to share their stories with me, it's called Clean Closet Moments. And they share when they actually got it. They had their CCM, they made a change, and they took action. But it just takes a little bit of planning, one step at a time.
Have you gotten any CCMs from your people in your audiences? Have they shared with you any ideas?
lots of CCM. Let's see. I talk about W.T. Greer, who is a multimillionaire personally, and he actually said he was successful just by fearing being poor, because he grew up poor. And he just, one day he was saying, you know, this is ridiculous, being poor. And he just like, I'm never going to be poor again. And just looking at other people and the fear of doing that. Sometimes mothers are afraid to go in their businesses. As women, sometimes we take and devote so much time to others, constantly to others, and never really take time for yourself. And that's extremely important. You must take time for yourself. Your body communicates with you. Personally, I'm a big person. I believe I'm supposed to be the size that I am. But when I go a little bit further, my right knee starts to hurt. So that's my body's way of communicating. So it's very important that you listen to your body, do something for you. And there are obstacles, and I'll tell you one of my own personal obstacles. I actually had endometriosis, and I was not able to have children. And I could have just like rolled over and died. When I was little, I just held babies. I mean, I used to put towels in my arm and actually wrap babies up in there and just pretend that they were babies and take the dolls. And then I found out when I was married, I wouldn't be able to have children. And I could have just rolled over, you know, and died. But instead, any of my mother says, Dolores, don't share that. But there are so many women out there who are infertile. And I want them to know that you can still live a valuable, wonderful life, even if you don't have a child in your life. That's wonderful. And if you can make that happen, that is great. But I don't want people to roll up and die because an obstacle came in front of them. My husband, leukemia. My husband has leukemia. And 7 years ago, they told him he was going to die. And with our positive thinking and our beliefs and our religious beliefs, that was 7 years ago. There's no leukemia in his body. And the doctor said, Grant, you're going to die. You might as well, he says, you have 6 months to a year to live. And that was an obstacle. Again, I owned a business, and I did stop my business for a while to help my husband with his recovery and so forth. But he's doing fine. You would never even know leukemia touched his body. But it all comes with, you know, really believing that it's possible. When we walked out of that doctor's office, I said, Grant, you know, we know a higher power. We know that you don't have to die just because this doctor said you have leukemia and that's it. So I want the audience to know what matter your obstacles. That's why I said uncover obstacles. You can go around them, dig a hole and go through them. However, you can overcome the obstacle that's in your life.
Dolores, your story of you and your husband, clearly you overcame that obstacle and I'll say in some ways created a miracle in your life. And I think it's important for people to understand that just because reality doesn't look good doesn't mean that you don't have the power to create a miracle, to overcome that obstacle, to create the result you want in your life.
You have the power. You have the power. And sometimes bad things happen, but there really is good in the bad. You may not be able to see it. It may be cloudy at the moment, but really there is good and bad. I produce a beauty pageant called Plus USA Woman, and it's for women size 14 or larger to compete, just like the Miss America, Miss Universe. And the weakest link was actually having contestants on that were beauty queen winners. But they had called for the Plus USA Woman to be on the show, but when I called, it was too late. What I'm trying to do is show you how things can happen for the good, because I was devastated. I thought there was a national opportunity. She's not going to have the chance to be on television. again, when she's going to be so upset with me. And what I did is that I started doing press releases after that. We just started doing press releases. I ended up going to a radio show. The radio owner, the owner of the station, loved my voice. Now I host my own radio show. So there was bad, but I turned that bad situation into something good. So look for the good and the bad. It's there. You might have to, you know, do a little few things to make it happen, but it's actually there.
So rather than letting that upset defeat you, you said, okay, well, this didn't happen, but what else can we make happen?
Right. What can I make happen? What can I do that's good? How can I make something good in this bad? Same with my husband and leukemia. Well, I think we became closer. You know, we start sharing more. We start worshiping together. So there is good in bad. You just have to find it.
Dolores, what you did in these situations is you asked yourself a powerful question. Sometimes people ask in those kinds of situations, why me? But instead, you asked, what can we create from this? Or what good can we create from this? And it's so important for people to ask themselves a powerful question rather than a self-defeating question.
That is so important. That is so important.
Dolores, what else would you like to share with our listeners?
Well, again, it sounds trite. If your mind can conceive it, you can achieve it. You really can. Go for your dreams. Use all that potential you have. Turn it into performance and live the life that you really, really want. You can live that life, Katarina. You and I both are examples of it.
Absolutely. Now, before I let you go, I have to ask you, what's next for you? Because I know whatever you're going to tell me, and next time I see you, it's going to be happening. And the reason I ask you, Dolores, is because you're an example of someone who dreams big. The thing is that not only do you dream big, but then when you dream big, you get to live big. And I think so often women don't dream big, and therefore their lives are not big, meaningful. How did you develop this ability to dream big and therefore create big? And how can we have our listeners do the same?
Dream big. Look at people around you. Look and see that they are really doing it. I had spent about 2 hours with George Frazier, who was also a motivational speaker, and Les Brown. And I was looking at these men who are multimillionaires, and I was thinking, what's the difference between them and me other than they're millionaires and I'm not? But when I thought about it, they take action. They told me about their plans, and then they took action on the plans. So what I have on the horizon, you know, I have something new, Karina, is that I want to have my radio show actually syndicated. And I want to have Clean Closet Moments to go out all over the country. People will get them via email, via however, CDs or whatever, and have these Clean Closet Moments. So I'm looking for sponsors to sponsor our Clean Closet Moments segment and the syndicated national radio show. I'm meeting with ABC Radio real soon, so I'm excited about that. And I have to visualize it. It's going to happen.
Well, Dolores, thank you so much for being with us on Powerful Ideas for Women. You are a passionate, beautiful woman who takes action and creates the life that she wants. Now, if our listeners want to find out more about you, your programs, your book, and also I know your website has lots of valuable information on it, how do they get in touch with you?
They can call me, of course. That number, I have a toll-free number. It's 877-876-6335. That's 877-876-6335. Or they can visit my website at bornsuccessful.com, because everyone is born successful. Or they can email Presley@bornsuccessful.com. And that's Presley. A little difference from Elvis, but that's another story, because Elvis got rid of his extra S. So I know we're associated somehow.
Dolores, thank you again. I look forward to hearing what's up with you next time I see you.
It was my pleasure, Katarina.
Once again, we close out our monthly Powerful Ideas with an inspirational song from Jana Stanfield. The song is If You Just Listen to Me from her Stop, Look, and Listen album. Everybody, I wish you much success and more power everywhere in your life.
At times when trouble has me up against a wall, I'd like to know if I can give you a call. You won't believe how much help you can be if you'll just listen to me. You don't have to have the answers. You don't have to understand. I'm not looking for a handout. You won't have to lend a hand. But if you'll lend me your ears, I'll open my help you can be if you'll just listen to me. When I get caught between fear and faith, and all I want to do is turn and run away, you won't believe how much help you can be if you'll just listen to me. You don't have to have the answers. You don't have to understand. I'm not looking for a handout. You won't have to lend a hand. But if you'll lend me your ears, I'll open my heart to you. And you won't believe how much help you can be if you'll just listen to me. You just listen to me. You won't believe how much help you can be. Hi, this is Jenna. Have you got a minute? It would help me so much if you just listen to me.